The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, your Rockets seem to be playing better. What's going on with A.J.'s beloved Warriors? A lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can also hit us up on live stream if you want to see us sitting here and talking, looking handsome.
That's it.
Then you can get on there. We do things a little differently today. We put odds on everything. What are the odds? It is a beautiful freaking day outside, Hoffman.
Man, it was so cold this morning.
Oh, God, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, really awesome outside.
Yeah.
Like 50-something and sunny is about as perfect as it gets.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I made a tactical error this morning because I didn't realize how cold it was going to be and basically was wearing kind of like just some gym pants and like my light long sleeve shirts to take the dog out this morning. And I do this every time. And the wind's blowing and I'm like, holy bleep. This is as cold as I've ever been in my freaking life. And I've been to Canada.
Yeah.
But it's turned into a real nice day. Of course, the weather's going to change again. It's going to warm up and be gross, but that's Houston. So enjoy this while you can. Be nice to get out for a run or something tonight.
Yeah.
You know, just get out and enjoy the fact that we get one of these beautiful days. So it's happening, man.
Sports and stuff like that. What's happening with you?
Not much, man.
Really? That's it, huh?
Yeah, I kind of took a day to go to the gym and just unplug for a few hours.
Okay.
And I feel fantastic. I'm starting to see results finally. But I unplugged from doing sports map and stuff for a couple hours. And, you know, sometimes you got to do that. Just
fair enough.
Yeah, so that I don't wind up strangling somebody.
All right.
Because that right now... That's why I'm really looking forward to next week's break. I'm pretty much the race car in the red when it comes to little stuff.
Right.
So I'm just trying to, anytime something happens, I just walk off before Evil Freddy comes out.
Okay.
So I'm trying to keep him in his little box. So, and then I come in and they've got all the microphones screwed up here. I don't even know what they're doing.
Well, Barry was trying to be a funny guy because Barry, laugh it up. I got news for you, Barry. That blue chair, when you get back, it's gone. That chair will be gone. Yeah. Barry's in the next room. He's thinking he's funny because he put my microphone all the way down because he normally has it way up here he's 6'9".
Then they had these two tied together or something. Like, you know, we work with children. It's embarrassing. We rarely do.
But that's okay. when Barry's
Stop shaking your head like you had nothing to do with
When Barry's sitting in a black chair like the rest of us next time he comes here, he actually may have to have that microphone all the way down to be able to reach it, but that's okay. Because that blue chair is no more. No mas. Gone. As they say in El Paso, where you're headed, no mas.
Yeah, I think that's what the people in the audience will be saying about halfway through his set, is no mas.
Nope.
Feel free to use that, Barry. Yeah.
He said he hates you guys.
That's okay.
That's okay. He can. He's never here enough to hate us.
That's all right.
He can hate us the 2 days a week you work.
It's gone. It's gone. Yeah. You better take it with you in your car.
Yeah.
And now you got a truck. I know it ain't going to fit in that Honda, whatever you're driving these days. That chair's gone.
Oh, man. So what else is up?
Not much. My wife was, she's been wanting to catch up on her shows. So we caught up on her shows last night. Mm. I suck at betting college basketball. I think I'm 3-6 on the year.
Yeah. I think it's time for the follow up audio book, how to deal with it with a badass losing streak.
Yeah. It's not good.
There's actually a chapter in there about that.
And, I'm kicking it back up tonight, but I'm not real excited about it. So, I don't know. I'm grinding through, Fred. You know how it is.
You gotta roll with these bad streaks.
I need a big win is what I need. A big win.
Okay. That can happen.
It could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We finished off season one of that show I was talking about yesterday, Rake.
Yeah.
Obviously I don't know if it's gonna be as good moving forward, but I love that first season. It's really, really good. It's a degenerate type of show. So And Australians are fun. They have a much more open view of things. I think the laws there are a lot more open as far as TV, because the very first episode there's like penis in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but it's I enjoyed it, and looking forward to season two. I'll probably watch some of that tonight. So, flipped over, watched a little of your Rockets. Just enough to say I watched the Rockets.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Rockets last night. Steven, it's on my DVR, but
yeah,
I haven't pushed on the button yet. I didn't figure we'd be talking about it today, so I said, I'll watch it later.
Steven says, is the live stream actually working on your website? And on the live stream site, it says off air. Okay, so it's probably not. I just pitch it because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
I can see us on it. They have a little screen here. I can look up and say, hey, yeah, we look pretty good.
Yeah.
But obviously you guys can't see that. And Brother Bear is a mushroom cloud carrying, you know what? What are the odds the Warriors will trade Draymond within the season to placate Durant to re-sign him in the offseason? And with the Rockets being that conversation, no way the Rockets would be in that conversation. If you're the Warriors, you're not giving them anything. I don't think they'll trade Draymond. I think it's just, this is what happens though. You have a group that's together for a long time and has a lot of success. It's like a band. At some point, things are going to start imploding.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to have egos and everything else. And I don't think it's that big a deal. It's just a big story because it's the Warriors. And it's Draymond, who, you know, does have issues sometimes. So I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. And everything you hear is Durant kind of wants to go somewhere else anyway, now that he'll have another title. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to win again. And, you know, so we'll see. But I don't think it's Armageddon.
I don't think so either. I mean, it's obviously not ideal. But the reality is, let's just say for a quick minute. And I think, you know, I think Draymond Green's a really good player. I think more highly of him than most. But if you subtract Draymond Green from the Warriors, I still think they're the best team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And right now, I mean, they're not subtracting him. They're just, he's unhappy. You know, he's still there. He'll still show up. I don't think he's going to put up big numbers this year. It doesn't look like it anyway from the early returns. But, I mean, I think as long as he's still playing, as long as they're still winning, you guys will get over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the one thing that solves everything. Like when teams are going, you know, right now, what are they? They're like 11-3.
Yeah, yeah. So
if they were 3-11,
ooh, Yeah.
I mean, these problems would be massive.
Or 5-7, maybe.
Or 5-7. Yeah. People would be like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? But they, I think if that's the biggest problem, they had a locker room shouting match. Okay.
Yeah.
I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine. So now if you take Kevin Durant off that team, I think
that's a different story.
I mean, they're still damn good. They're still probably the best team.
Probably so.
And they won a title without him.
Yeah.
But you know, that's
it's a very different looking team. Which yeah. I mean, it's a very different looking team if they don't have Draymond. They've got the best team. I don't see any of them having such massive egos that they're willing to ruin that in the middle of a season.
I think we just fast forward to April and they're going to crush everybody right. again, and that'll be that. But it is funny that everybody tends to start melting down when things like that happen. Like, oh, this is off. Eh, it's just the only thing that can really mess it up is if one of them starts banging the other one's wife.
Yeah,
that's always a bad locker room thing. So I don't think that's the case, but I don't know. I wasn't in there while they were yelling at each other. 4-9 asks, think the Astros will ever implode? Seem to be a pretty tight group. Yeah, but there's gonna be a lot of turnover of the Astros in the next couple of years. You know, you've only got Verlander and Cole for one more season. I mean, I'm sure they'll keep some of them, but you're already seeing a little bit of that. You're gonna have new guys in there, but you do bring in questionable characters like Osuna. You can cause issues.
Yeah.
So, and they've had their issues. Keiko going off on them last year when they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. That was pretty close. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we're in studio today for the last time this week. So if you want to get phone calls in, today's going to be your day. Next segment would be good because we have a very special guest at 4:30. Talk a little UFC. And yeah, so it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Put your odds on stuff because putting odds on things is smart. Just like ZipRecruiter. Not smart, getting all upset over a locker room altercation. Smart is using ZipRecruiter to hire. There's job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. And believe me, I've had to do this where I get a resume and somebody's really excited about the job and you look at it, it's like, they have no chance. And then I have to deal with telling them, no, sorry, we're not interested. Well, guess what? With these guys, you're going to get the right people. That's what they do. It's smart going to ZipRecruiter.com/play to hire the right person. They don't depend on candidates finding you. They're going to find them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. And there's nothing worse than having to sort through a bunch of people that aren't right for your job. ZipRecruiter is going to take care of all that for you. That's why they're rated number one by employers in the United States. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. Not smart. AJ's college basketball picks right now. No. Smart ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Sometimes I learn something that I don't really need to know, but it interests me. I got my, you know, I told you a few months ago, I finally started getting the Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I get these emails, and one of the headlines kind of caught my attention because it says, "Lionfish invasion in the Gulf of Mexico expected to worsen as the climate changes." And I thought, well, okay, that sounds like a pretty cool name for a fish.
Yeah.
A lionfish. And it turns out these things are real dickweeds. According to Michelle Johnston, a sanctuary research biologist, lionfish are the cockroaches of the sea. They reproduce every 4 days, and every 4 days they can release up to 50,000 eggs. Plus, nothing really eats them because they have venomous spines, and the native fish are terrified of them. Apparently, they were brought to the U.S. to stock aquariums, and then because they're constantly hungry, people dumped them. And so now they're a real problem. There's no known North American predators to stop them from spreading.
What about a bear?
And a bear would have to crawl into the water.
I mean, that's what they do. They go in the water. Remember, haven't you seen them? And they just...
Yeah, but they're going to have to go... We're going to have to take these bears out into the middle of the ocean because they're eating up coral reefs that are like 10 miles out.
Oh, yeah, bears aren't...
100 miles off the coast of Galveston.
Oh, yeah, that's too deep.
Yeah, and we would drown a bear. But what kills lions?
Hunters?
So we need hunter fish then.
Or we just need spear guns.
Yeah, there's a bunch of these
things. You know how, what's that show where they're in Louisiana or Mississippi and they go and they get like a $5 per Nutri-Rat that they kill?
Yeah.
Like, what if you put a bounty on these things and said, hey, you get $5 for every lionfish you kill? People would go out there and try to kill the lionfish.
I like that idea. And then you just bring in a bunch of dead lionfish.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. It just caught my eye. I don't know why I care. But yeah, they have poisonous spines, someone says, so predators don't eat them. Yeah, well, that's what the story was saying. So there's got to be a way to get them from the bottom or something so the spine doesn't get you.
Right.
If you're a really hungry fish. So, yeah, we deal with them in Florida. The lobster dive, you get an extra bag limit of lobster if you kill X amount of them.
Pain in the ass.
See, that's a good idea. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Wow, I didn't realize this was such a big deal because I'm getting a bunch of texts. Like, went scuba diving in Cozumel recently. They gave us a three-prong bike, probably spike, to stab any lionfish we saw. They do taste really good, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. What are the odds Melo lands with the Warriors? Seems that's exactly who they need right now. Yeah, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking for that. The Warriors are smart enough not to ruin the good chemistry that they've got.
Yeah. J-Rap says, then people start breeding lionfish to turn in for the bounty. That would be pretty smart. Like, you know, breed a whole bunch of them at your place.
Right.
And then kill them and then take them in and say, hey, look, I killed all these. Give me that $5 bounty. For each one. Oh, well. That was not on my show prep. It just popped up on my screen. I mean, really?
It's valuable information.
Did you see Clay Helton does not think he's on the hot seat?
That's because they've probably already told him he's fired, so the pressure's off would be my guess. Yeah, I don't think Clay Helton's going to be at USC next year.
He says he feels support from athletic director Lynn Swan.
Yeah, that's what they say right before they pull you off the team bus.
Yeah. He says, Lynn every Monday walks into my office and has given me nothing but, coach, we're in this for the long haul. Of course, the season is pretty long. We're going to get this done. That's what I felt from day one and what I felt after the Cal game also. I know in my heart I'm going to be here.
Okay. I mean, you'll be here through the end of the season, more than likely.
Yeah, the old I know in my heart thing, that's...
Yeah. When Notre Dame pounds them by 40... He'll be gone.
That's like me saying, I know in my heart I look like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Give it up, dude. But, I like the guy. I just think the job's too big for him.
Yeah, I do too.
832 says, Fred, quit being negative. We need to figure out how to equip our Bear Marine Force with scuba gear.
Yeah, I mean, if bears could go underwater.
Yeah. Or maybe something. Maybe we ought to... You know, sharks shouldn't be bothered by poisonous spikes, you wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so.
I think they just eat, right?
Yeah. Or whales. Don't whales just open their mouth and eat whatever falls inside?
Yeah, we don't really have whales here.
Let's import some.
Like they did in that Star Trek thing where they put them on the ship and then flew them here?
Yeah.
Flew them to the future?
Yeah. Just pick one up with a helicopter or something and drop it in the middle of the Gulf.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a good idea?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know how whales would respond here.
Well, just let them know there's plenty of food to be eaten.
Well, I don't know I don't know what kind of whales actually eat stuff like that.
I don't either.
If we could find one, that'd be great. So here's an interesting stat for you.
Interesting question.
Guess who has been the worst quarterback against the blitz in the NFL this year?
Ooh. That's tough. I'm trying to think of I guess I would think of a player who has a bad offensive line, which immediately makes me think of the local team. I'll go with Josh Rosen.
You would be incorrect.
Damn it.
This is a guy whose entire career has destroyed the blitz. Not the show, the blitz.
Right.
But
Thomas Brady?
Thomas Brady.
Is he that far down?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew he got sacked a lot, like in the Titans game. That was bad, but wow. All right.
But here's where he ranks of the 32 qualified passers. He's 18th in completion percentage, 16th in yards per attempt, 19th in touchdown rate, 12th in interception rate.
So damn.
That's not exactly elite right now.
You know who was my next guess after Josh Rosen was Case Keenum. I thought he was pretty far down there, too.
Me too. Would you like to know the top three passer ratings versus the blitz?
I bet I can name them in no particular order.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Number three, 124.7.
Russell Wilson.
Number one, 129.4.
I'm torn between two men.
I've had that problem many times in my life.
I'm torn. I'm torn.
I think
between,
my wife has that problem.
I'm
right
torn
now.
Between Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton. I'll go Cam Newton.
Oh, you should have gone Aaron Rodgers.
Ah!
Aaron Rodgers number two. Cam Newton, though, good guess. He's number five.
Okay.
Right. Andy Dalton fourth on the list.
Okay.
Your
That's
worst,
a surprise.
Your worst are Tom Brady, 59.6 is his quarterback
rating.
That's
not good.
Joe Flacco, 63.3.
Oh, that's not good. And he's having a respectable year for him.
Josh Rosen, 63.7. Yeah. You were also close on the next one. Case Keenum, 64.9.
All right.
And Matthew Stafford, 66.7.
All right.
I would be willing to bet, like, I'll put odds on it. Brady will not be last on this.
I'm pretty sure he'll pull out of that.
Yeah. But you know what it means, though. This is where the whole, oh, is this the end for Brady talk starts.
Of course.
He's 41 years old. So what are the odds that's the only Star Trek reference in show history? Probably. I don't remember making a lot. I guess that was Star Trek IV, if I'm not mistaken. The Voyage Home, I think, is what it was called. So this is for what it's worth. Lionfish are edible for human consumption when you prepare them correctly. There's info online.
Well, good news.
What are the odds an underwater bear could be scarier than a shark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because once they figure out how to live in saltwater.
Bears are awesome creatures.
Yeah.
Because let's say you encounter a shark and you swim away from it and you make it to shore. You're safe. A bear can get out of the water. It's like an alligator. They're scarier because they can swim and they can run. A hippo.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a dangerous creature.
Yeah, those things are mean.
I bet a hippo, the hippos might not do well in salt water.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's.
But I would think hippos would do good with, they kill everything.
A32 says dolphins are smarter than most of the people on social media. Let them figure out how to kill the lionfish.
That's true.
Lazy ass dolphins.
It is their problem when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never needed a coral reef.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I used one.
You know, so you fish that need it, you guys figure it out.
Yeah, dolphin.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. We've been talking about them for a while. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying. You started with a great price, but your bill goes up because it always does. You really need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. Just lower your bill. And they are winning for our listeners week in and week out. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year, many saving well into the thousands. Guys, there's no point in waiting around. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal bill advisor will get your information. They'll start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we've got a longtime friend of the show here.
I would say he's become a regular.
He is a regular.
On our program.
Yeah.
So... Alex Morano of the UFC joins us on the program. Alex, how you doing, man?
Good, thanks for having me back on, man. I was just thinking about how many times I've done the show. This got to be, what, the sixth or seventh time now.
It's got to be somewhere around there. I try to get you on every time you fight. I know the local audience is always interested when there's a Houston fighter on the big card. So, yeah, I think it's got to be somewhere around there. And, man, I remember talking to you when... We first made the UFC, and the very first fight you had was overseas, and you were like, "Oh, this." Or no, maybe it was your second fight. No, I guess it wasn't. You didn't leave until you went to Japan, did you?
So the second fight was actually scheduled to be in the Philippines. And
okay.
You booked to Sacramento, so that's not inaccurate.
Okay, so I remember talking to you about that though, and you saying, "Man, I didn't want." To travel, because I remember Andrew Craig, that was his big thing. He loved getting to go to these places that he wouldn't get to go otherwise. He embraced that aspect of it, and you were like, no, I want to fight as close to home as possible. I just want to fight. I don't want to go traveling. I want to fight. And yet this will be your third fight out of the country?
Yeah, third fight and almost in a row. But no, it's actually pretty cool getting to travel the world. You know, I did a great Asia experience when I fought in Japan, and on this one, you know, it's in China on Thanksgiving weekend. That, you know, that's one thing. But I was very fortunate to get a fight, very grateful. So I was quick to jump at the opportunity. And it's funny, I'm leaving as late as I possibly can, and I'm getting home as early as I can. So I'm going to go there, do some damage, handle business, and then come back home.
Now you are 0-2 in your overseas fights. And, of course, in both those, when you fought in Japan, you fought a Japanese guy. You fought in Canada, you fought a Canadian guy. Both decisions, which I always say is risky. Don't go fight somebody on their home field. What do you know about this opponent? Because he's not a name that a lot of people would recognize. What do you know about him, and what kind of difficulties does he present?
Yeah, you know, he actually trains at Greg Jackson's camp in New Mexico, which is strange. Oh, he's from China. He's done okay in the UFC. But he's had a very low level of competition, both in the UFC and then before the UFC. So I really like the advantages I had in the matchup. But the dude's a pretty patient counter striker. You kind of know what you're getting with this guy. And man, I've had a really successful fight camp. I've been going up to Dallas and training at a gym called Fortis MMA. There's a bunch of UFC guys out there. And we've just really been working on like pushing the pace and staying aggressive. And this has been one of the hardest and most successful fight camps I've ever had. And instead of, you know, having a goal to get a big knockout or get a submission, my goal is to just do as much cumulative damage as I can, you know, in the 15 minutes that I'm allowed to fight. You know, not trying to win rounds, not trying to score takedowns, anything in particular, just trying to do damage. And every time I've done that in the past, I've had a lot of success. And you know, the overseas fight, the Japan fight, you know, I thought I had won that match. That was a pretty bad split decision loss. And then the Canada fight was the strangest one. I thought for sure it was going to be like a glorious, you know, stand-up battle because the guy's a kickboxer. I never thought in a million years he'd try to lay him prey. You know, the fight was not at all what I wanted it to be. And by the time I accepted the fate, it was just too late to turn things around, you know. So that's why I'm not going in with any specific plan. I'm just going to go try to do some damage to this guy.
Now, one thing I know about you is you've never lost two fights in a row. I'm sure that weighs on your head. You're not looking to get beat twice in a row, because that's usually a ticket out of the UFC. So, I mean, are you looking at this as one of the more important fights you've had so far?
You know, that question comes up a lot. You know, every fight in the UFC is the most important fight. And I actually have two fights left on my contract. And I think really no matter what, I'll be able to fight twice. So yeah, I'm gonna, you know, always go in there, you know, gunning for the win. But this one, I like the matchup. I like the preparation, and I have a very different, very fresh kind of like mentality going in. So there's not much extra on the line. I just I'm just ready to, you know, go to the Far East and you know, really just try to do as much damage wherever I can, and then come back home.
We've talked before about, you know, I know you're a big MMA nerd like I am, and you've watched these guys for a long time. But when you find out what card you're on, and obviously there's a lot of names that don't jump out at you because there are a lot of guys who have only fought in Asia really to this point for the UFC. But there is a legend on the card, Alistair Overeem on the card. Do you get excited when you find out guys like that are on the card?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was one thing I didn't quite, you know, realize until I had my first fight in the UFC where I got to meet, you know, Robbie Lawler and Andre Arlovski was there. But, man, yeah, Alistair's fighting. I actually went to Colorado with the Elevation guys to go train 1 week at this fight camp. He was there training, and, you know, he and Curtis Blades are both fighting on that card. So, you know, I've met Alistair in the past, but to be able to have that feather in my cap, you know, fighting on the same card as him, that is a big honor. And I was a big fan of his when he was kickboxing. You know, I loved when he TKO'd Brock in the UFC. So, yeah, that's awesome. It's always cool to meet these fighters I look up to.
I want to ask you about you going up and training at Fortis. I know, like, Jeff Neal's up there. He's in the UFC now. There's quite a few guys up there that are training there. What attracted you to that gym, and how much do you get from training with other UFC caliber fighters? Because you and I have talked about this before. You know, like, there's only so much you can do in Houston as far as getting ready for these fights. And at some point, you need to see people who are as good as or better than you. And it's hard to find that. I know it is for you in Houston, hard to find that. What attracted you to Fortis, and how much has that changed you, like the way that you fight?
Yeah, you know, it really opened my eyes to seeing kind of like different types of training. And the training partners there definitely make the training, you know, so memorable and hard. But it's really their coach. His name is Safe. And just the emphasis he puts on getting out of bad positions is so much fun. You have to be pretty thick-skinned if you want to train there because you're going to get yelled at. But man, it's been the most challenging, like I said, fight camp in the past. And after I get my rounds in at that gym, it puts things into perspective. I could go run 10 miles. I could go grapple for 2 hours. Everything is easy compared to the fight prep at that gym. And, you know, durability has always been one of my strong suits, so I can, like, definitely maintain the, you know, what it takes physically to train there. And man, it's really not only opened my eyes, but it's given me a fresh take, like a good new mentality, and it's done wonders for this fight camp. More than saying thank you to those guys and the coach, I want to show it by getting a finish in this fight.
You know, I noticed there's a lot of you guys who came up on the Houston scene who are training up there. I mentioned Jeff Neal, and Orion Spann is training up there. I think there's a couple other guys who have been through Legacy, like maybe Hobar. Is he up there, or Ryan Benoit?
You know what? Charles Bird's up there.
Charles Bird.
Steven Peterson. You know, yeah, they got a lot of guys. But, man, yeah, Jeff Neal, he's going to give some welterweight serious trouble in the UFC, man. He's awesome. He's one of the guys I train with the most up there, and he's really good. Really good guy to work with.
Well, man, it seems like a good matchup for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you back in there. I always love to watch you fight. I like you, was frustrated with how the last fight went, just because when you first got the news and you told me who you were fighting, I was like, oh, this is going to be an awesome fight.
And I know. That's what I thought.
It wasn't really an awesome fight, but that tends to happen. And guys start to once you put your hands on them, sometimes they realize that it's not that fun. This should be a good matchup for you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you back out there, man. Safe travels to China, and hopefully you'll be coming back a winner.
Yes, sir. Yeah, bringing the win back to the U.S. Can't wait.
All right, man. That is Alex Morano, UFC welterweight. He will be fighting, I guess it's the, I want to say it's the weekend right after Thanksgiving, the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
24th.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 24th? Okay, so it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Can I correct one little thing?
Did I say something wrong?
Canada is not overseas.
Well, out of country, I said.
No, you said overseas.
Did I say, I thought I said it's your third fight out of country.
No, you said overseas.
Canada might as well be overseas.
Just small thing. Small
it's
thing.
Not a small thing. It's overseas.
You've offended him.
That's a foreign country.
Little bit, eh? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, to hell with those guys.
I'm just trying to mind my own business over here.
You hoser.
Speaking of which, Barry, I'll give Barry credit. He has the lionfish line of the day so far.
maybe attack those lionfish with navy eels. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Did you find his blue chair?
No.
Okay. Well, we got to put a bounty on that damn thing. I'll pay $5 to whoever finds it.
Yeah. And I don't know where it could be.
Okay. Because we're gonna find it and get rid of the damn thing.
Yeah.
All right. Tell the people about Gulfgate.
All right. Let me tell you guys about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. It's Gulfgate time, guys. And the savings never stop out at Gulfgate. And you can get in on some of the great deals that they've got going on during the Black Friday sales event at Gulfgate. You can buy a new 2018 Ram 1500 for $21,484 or pay $299 a month. Plus, during the Black Friday sales event, lease the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for $325 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. It's Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, MSRP $32,740, $4,256 dealer discount, $7,000 manufacturer's discount, $299 a month for 84 months with 4.5% APR. Lease the 2018 Grand Cherokee Laredo, 48 monthly payments of $325, 10,000 miles per year, must be financed through Ally. All prices plus TT&L must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Offers in 11/30/18.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hey guys, holidays are coming up. You know what make a nice addition to your holiday meals? How about some Zumos? Family-owned and operated since 1908 in Beaumont, Texas. So many great things that they offer. The party time sausage, the boudin, the andouille sausage. Mix that in. You're gonna make your holiday meal so much better if you throw in some Zumos because everything is fantastic. It's all available at your HEB, Kroger, Fiesta. So check your local food store because they'll probably have it. And how about this? They also offer deer processing, a large variety of deer product options, including smoked sausage, green onion sausage, jalapeno and cheese sausage, breakfast pan sausage, boudin, ground chili meat, and jerky. How about that? How about serving a deer processed by Zumos at your holiday meal? And they can walk you through the process. They got a quick turnaround so you can enjoy your deer meat right away or bring it back to the lease and share with your friends. Drop-off locations at Houston inside the Beltway, and in Beaumont at Zumo Meat Company, and they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. throughout all of deer hunting season. So you got that. If you're not into the deer hunting, just go buy it and add it to your meals next week. I guarantee you will love it. You can find Zumo's products at all your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumo's. That's Zumos. Make it a Zumo's weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last call for this, guys. Kids Meals is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch, but the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day tomorrow at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houstonian kids. Just 3 hours of your time, 9 a.m. to noon. You'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. You can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch@ESPN975.com. If you can't make it to our day, schedule a day of your own at kidsmealsinc.org. You will get to meet the legendary John Lee tomorrow. Is that correct, John? You'll be there?
Yep, I'll be there.
All right. So today apparently was the company potluck.
Yeah.
And I didn't participate because I had a doctor's appointment, but
you know, I just showed up and ate a piece of turkey that apparently I probably showed up, I guess, an hour after they were done.
Okay, so you were still fine because I just realized that I hadn't eaten anything today, and so I went in there to see what was left, and
apparently the ham is strong.
Well, there's not any ham left.
Oh
yeah, so
it was strong.
Somebody enjoyed the ham. There's some meat left, but it's also been sitting there since 11 a.m. Mm. So probably not a good idea. There's a lot of sweets left, which I don't really do.
Right.
So I finally had to settle for a roll.
Okay.
Because it was wrapped up.
I'm in that on that low carb life, so it was just turkey for me.
Well, I'm not really eating any bread right now, so this is like the first piece of bread I think I've had in 2 months.
Yeah.
But it was either that, because I was starting to get a little lightheaded, and I just forgot to eat today.
Yeah.
I got busy.
It happens.
Went to the gym, went to the doctor, and then suddenly you look up, oh, damn, it's 4:38, and I haven't eaten anything today.
Right.
Maybe that's why I'm starting to feel a little eh.
Yeah.
BQS, what are the odds Rice covers against UH minus 24 today in college basketball? I was curious about that spread. I think that's too much for me.
It's a stay away for me. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they did. Houston's way better, but 24 that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't play Rice, I can tell you that.
In other words,
Rice has started out 2-1. Now they've played two Division II schools.
Right.
So
St. Leo and then Alabama A&M.
Yeah. So it doesn't really count.
And Alabama A&M actually kind of gave them a game in the second half.
Yeah.
And that's the same Alabama A&M that UH
housed.
Yeah. They did the Marilyn Manson on juice treatment in that one.
Yeah. So I my recommendation is don't bet Rice.
Mm.
That's all I got for you.
That kind of goes for any sport now, doesn't it?
I don't know what their baseball program's like these days, but
the old guy's gone, so I don't know if they're going to be.
But it definitely is for their football and their basketball programs. Don't bet Rice.
Can you even friends? Don't let friends bet Rice.
Mm-mm.
Can you even bet college baseball?
I don't know.
I don't know that. I've never.
I know once the College World Series comes around, you can.
Yeah, I know you can do that, but I mean, I've never had any interest in doing it.
I haven't either.
That's probably why. But you got any thoughts on either of the? Yeah, Buffalo, Ohio tonight. It's an interesting matchup.
I like Ohio. The number's weird, though.
2.5.
Yeah. I don't know. I actually thought Buffalo would be favored, so I'm a little bit perplexed by it. So maybe I'm missing out on something that I don't know, and I haven't really had enough interest to go.
Yeah, I'm not too much into that either. Northern Illinois -7 against Miami also. I don't have any interest in that.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for. Well, I like the over in UH Tulane. That is probably something I'm going to play. It's 67.5. I've seen enough of that UH defense to know that they're going to give a bunch of yards and a bunch of points.
Probably.
And they'll score a bunch of points. And, you know, it may be very much like last week's game where it's 59-49. But I haven't dived into the college basketball yet, because I wish I had. Well, I always take some of yours, but then I will bet UH basketball depending on the situation. And I think I bet 4 games last year and was 3-1. And one of them was they were favored at Tulane after the freeze and had all kinds of travel problems, so I bet against them and they lost. And then I bet a couple days later they played Wichita State as a home dog, and I bet them, and they won. So I look for situations like that with them, but for the most part, I kind of do that with the Rockets. You know, the Rockets are a pick 'em against the Warriors.
Mm.
I've been betting against the Rockets up until last week. I kind of stopped. Aggie, 16-point dog.
Yeah.
At Gonzaga. Wow. I mean, I knew they'd be a dog, but that just seems like a lot.
Lamont says, I can't believe a germaphobe like AJ trusts potlucks. I don't trust people's houses. That's very reasonable. What I won't do is get a piece of turkey that's been disturbed.
Yeah.
So I went in and I saw there were 2 turkey legs, and everybody had eaten the breast of the turkey. Mm. So the 2 turkey legs were on the side untouched. I felt safe.
Okay. Because what's in there now is basically a little bit of meat hanging off of a bunch of breasts.
Okay.
So probably not what you want.
No.
Yeah, it's I got to say, I almost lost my appetite when I went in there.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything else in there.
So
I did want to eat a cupcake, but I stayed strong.
Well, and that's the thing. They have the cupcakes look really good. There's some cookies in there that look really good. I'm just not all that. Yeah, I just don't eat that stuff. So
right.
I mean, it was a stretch for me to eat a roll. But
So D asks a question that's been asked a lot. So I think we should just take a moment to address the there's lists and things, possible destinations for Le'Veon Bell. And Houston seems to keep falling on those lists. And a lot of people are excited about that possibility. Can we do you want to address it? Like, do you want to talk about that for a second? What it would take, what it would look like?
Yeah, as long as we could tell people, okay, it's the segment on November 14th, last segment of the 4 o'clock hour, if you want to talk about Le'Veon Bell.
I don't want to talk about this forever. So what I will say is this. I don't think running back is a priority need for the Texans. So going out and paying this running back a ridiculous amount of money, which apparently is that's what he wants, will hamper you from addressing the needs that you have, like interior D-line, your entire offensive line, your
future
cornerback situation. Yeah. Like, I just think there's a lot of problems that need to be solved before you start going after a guy like Le'Veon Bell. Because let's face it, I don't know what Le'Veon Bell would look like behind this offensive line. I mean, he might look just like Lamar Miller looks behind this offensive line. I'm not interested in that. I don't want to pay that guy $15 million.
You already got one of those.
Yeah. I think that it's not a priority need for the Texans. I think they've got way bigger fish to fry. I wouldn't even consider it if I were them.
I wouldn't either. And from what I understand, it looks like the Jets may already be the ones who are going to do it.
Really?
They've come out and said that they're going to spend a bunch of money in free agency. Now, if their GM gets fired, that may change.
Right.
But I don't know if he'd be – I think he'd be an upgrade, but for the price you're paying, not worth it to me.
That's what I think.
And I do think you've got a guy coming back from injury who should be 100% next year in Foreman, who I thought looked really good in his limited action last year and has a chance to be pretty good for you. You can always find a guy in the draft in the third round who can be a good running back for you. Yeah. I think it's because it's such a big name. But you're now going to be talking about a guy who sat out an entire year, who obviously has some issues, and you're going to pay him that kind of money.
Right.
I think the Texans offseason needs to be focused on, you know, obviously fixing the cornerback situation for the future, because we don't know what it's going to be, and they have to upgrade the offensive line. I mean, I think those are that's 1 and 1A. Everything else is not really a need right now. I mean, there are areas that could be improved, but, you know, I just don't see it as something that makes a hell of a lot of sense. Mac Daddy asked, what are the odds the Texans go after disgruntled Jalen Ramsey? I can't see them trading him in a division.
I can't either.
I mean, that guy I would take in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I think any team in the league would take him in a heartbeat. But, you know. All right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Hour number one already in the books. That went by fast.
Yeah, it did. All right, guys, let me tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There are a lot of different energy providers out there, and that means there's a lot of different offers that come along from them. And you may have fallen for one of those offers along the way. And I know what you're thinking. What do you mean fell for them? Because it sounds, I mean, on paper, it looks good. It's like, oh, a cash bonus or free days or free weekends. And you're thinking, man, that's going to save me some money. And it might for a little while, but then when you're not paying attention, your rate goes up. You're paying a higher rate on your bill, or there's additional fees being tacked on. What is that all about? You don't want that. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. Simple. End of discussion. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company that wants to keep you coming back. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.